Well, as I was saying last night, death is unknown. It's unknown. But there are things in life that suggest more than others what it would be. High on the list is dreamless sleep. You know, Socrates talked about that. He said death might be like dreamless sleep. And he said that sounded pretty good. He said eternity would then be like one single night. And he said anyone waking up from a dreamless sleep has a sense of some very good and wonderful thing, something you could almost catch sight of. So that's one of the analogs, one of them, but it's just one. I was saying distance is suggestive of death because death is other than life, far from life. So the distance which allows us to see our life in perspective, to see anything in perspective, to be free, is a little bit like death. Beauty, everybody knows that there is something of the mystery of death in everything beautiful. Just ask Romeo and Juliet. It's not a secret at all. Holiness, any sense of the holy is somehow suggestive of what death is. To me, there are lots of suggestions, but not pain, not suffering. I don't know about you, but when I'm in pain, I feel very much in this world, too much in my body, too much in the world. So whatever the analogs are, it would not be that. And then there are our memories. Death comes closer when we remember our dead, because they are still real. They are not phantoms or ghosts. They are living realities, more beautiful perhaps, and more perfect than when they were alive. And if the dead, if my dead are alive in me, then some part of me is already with them, in their place, in reunion. So maybe you'll say that your images of the dead are poor, that the dead fade even in the memory of those who love them, and that's like a second death. It's like a second death. That happens too. But today, the fast, the festival, the seasons, the collective energy of our people all conspire to awaken our deepest and most living memories.
Let's rise for El Mele Rachamim, which is on page 390. Please rise.
El Mele Rachamim. Shochen Bamromim Hamsem Nuchan Chona Tachakan Ve Hashkina Bama'alot Kiroshim Utorim Kezoha Harakiha Maskirim et nishmot. Kol ele shehizchanu hayom ve'et nishmot kol acheinu b'nei Yisrael shemasru nafsham al kedushat Hashem. Baal hachrachamim yastirem beset hakanafav leolamim. Vayitzror Yitzror hachayim et nishmatam Adonai hu nachalatam. Vayanuhu al mishkevotam b'shalom v'nomar amen.
Together, O God in heaven, filled with compassion for those you bring into this world, grant complete repose to the souls of all those we are remembering today, and to all our people who have given their lives to sanctify your name. Sheltered by your divine wings, may they join the company of the holy and pure who shine as bright as heaven. Bring their souls into the bond of life that, with you as their portion, they may repose in peace. Amen.
Please be seated. So as we prepare for the Mourner's Kaddish, we usually mention names or ask for names of folks that have passed on that we're thinking about, and all of us here at the Youth Corps service have somebody or people that we're thinking about, and I think it would be nice if we could maybe say more than just a name, and if there's a little story or a remembrance that you want to share, that this would be a great time to do that.
I've lost too many friends in recent years. But I guess my father is still there's nothing quite like losing a parent. And my father was a cellist. He was a working cellist. That's how he made his living. And he was so like the instrument he played that when I think of him, my memory of his presence and my memory of the cello and its sound merge together, something beautiful, sweet, a little sad. And so as I remember him and my other dead, and of course as you get older you have more and more friends on the other side and more family. But as I look back, there can be a kind of crystallization which is very precious, and that's the duty of mourning.
Thank you.
I'm remembering my father, Bert and David Grossman, who passed away in February. He was a colorful and kind of feisty guy. He sold used cars and had a travel agency and owned a nightclub. And he was rebellious against a lot of things, including religion, though he was very proud to be Jewish. And though he never went to synagogue, I did discover after he died that he'd been paying his dues for 50 or 60 years. Some of my favorite memories of him are, as he had health troubles in his later life, he got stuck on a breathing tube for a week in a coma, and I sat around and watched it. Well, there's some funny memories about it. One of the memories was when he first, it appeared he was going to live, and he woke up enough to start communicating. The first thing he said was, "Go get the car, we're getting out of here." He couldn't actually sit up or could barely breathe on his own, but he's like, "Let's go. Come on, kid, let's go." And I thought that was very much him. The other was when he came to a little farther the next day, the cantor from the Temple Israel in Minneapolis was sitting at the foot of his bed, and my dad looked at him and said, "What the hell are you doing here?" And the cantor was very patient and explained that he visited everybody that was a member of the... And my dad thought that was fair, but didn't really have much to say to him. And then my favorite memory of my dad is either him dancing, boogieing to rock and roll, or us listening to the stereo really loud and the big smile on his face as we shared music together. That was a great memory. So it's a positive and pleasing thing to think about it. Does anyone else want to share a memory or a name? Don't feel like you have to tell a story. If there's anything you'd like to share before we do Mourner's Kaddish, this is the good time. I'd like to mention the names of some members of our congregation that have passed on. Dr. Stuart Joel Abrams, Alan Doss, Ellen Doss, Alan Hirschfield, Susan Herman, David Holmes, Jeff Joel, Stephen Capolo, Hilary Leberfeld, Jan Levinson, Sally Mortensen, Ron Sapol, Scott Stachel, David Turkey. Let's rise for the Mourner's Kaddish on page 390.
Yitgadal v'yikadash shemei rabba v'yalma divra chiyute v'yamlich malchute v'chayichon v'yamechon v'chaye d'cho beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kari v'meru amen. Yehe Shme Rabba Mevarach Le'alam Ume Amaya Yitbarach Ve'ishtabach V'yipa'ar V'yichromam V'yitnaseh V'yitada V'yitale V'yitalal Shme D'kudusha Brichu Le'ela Le'ela Min Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbarchata V'nechemata T'amiran V'yalma V'imru Amen. Yehe Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imaru amin. Oseh shalom b'imromav, Hu yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'maru. Amen.
Osei shalom bimroma, hu yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru. Shalom bimroma, hu yase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru imru amen. Yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. 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 Yase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
Thank you for joining us for Yizkor. We're going to have a little break before we start our afternoon Torah service, and that starts at 4:45. So please join us for that.